I don't know if I should go with the term beef sandwich or beef sandwich.
Oh, both are, I think both are acceptable, Wendy.
Here in Chicago, of course.
Yep, Dane Neal's here. You know him from On the Road with Dane Neal, which airs Saturdays here on WGN from 2 to 4. Doing a bang-up job with the show, by the way, Dane.
Bang-up, it's a sensitive subject when you're talking about anything related to autos, right?
Yeah.
Because, I think that could imply a collision
of
some kind.
You're doing a pleasant job
Thank
with the
you.
Show.
We're having a lot of fun. And we talk a little bit of food in there, too, at times on the tailgating side, the road trip or restaurant and dining destinations. Chicago has been a destination for food for many, 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 many years. Most recognized maybe in the last 10, globally for the fine dining side. But excited to have it. And Bill, Wendy, we highlight all the big food holidays.
Sure.
Who could forget, Brussels Sprout Appreciation Week. We talked about
that.
What
a week that was, Dane.
Only three people participated.
That's all right.
And when we crowned
they were passionate.
Miss Popsicle, National Miss Popsicle Day.
We're still getting email on that.
Yeah. Well, this is, you get excited for all of them because, if you're into it, it's the kind of thing that kind of fuels the engine. But this is one that I'm truly super excited about. The first ever, when you think about iconic Chicago foods, I'm around the country, talk to people, they say hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
They say pizza, they may say steakhouses, they may say some other things, but our iconic food, the thing that is, I think, one of the best things that we have that is so identified specifically and solely with Chicago is the Italian beef. And coming up, this is great, and we're breaking it right here, is the first official National Italian Beef Day is coming up Saturday, May 27th, for Chicago's favorite sandwich. So Italian beefs. As people come to town and then they say they've had it, they're like, I didn't know. It's so great. I
didn't know it originated here. What's wrong with me? I just grew up here, so I always had it.
Yep,
I thought everybody else had it.
We take it for granted, but now not only is the nation starting to recognize it, but recognize it in an official way with Appreciation Day. And we've got, one of the guys behind the whole thing, the Bona family and Bona Beef. We're also
Bona means good.
It does, right, in so many different ways. And you say we take it for granted, maybe we do, but without guys like Jimmy and his family, the beef sandwich would probably never exist. So Jimmy Bona's in studio, too.
Hey, Jimmy.
How's it going, guys?
You are Italian beef royalty.
I am, yes.
Yes, you are.
You can tell by the scepter.
By the scepter and the crown.
Made of beef. Actually, it's a sausage.
Combo scepter.
This is the only city where moms will fill a baby bottle with Italian beef and just let their babies just go at it.
I think so, yeah.
I'll tell you, growing up, I'm half Italian, and every family party, christenings, confirmations, graduations, it's the little Sterno cans and Bono beef. That's the way you did it.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, yeah.
You dip them, you want them wet or juicy as the case may be.
Or hot and sweet.
There's something walking around out here that's frightening
here's
me.
Here's the thing, Wendy. You think, whenever time you got a royalty situation, there is the court, the king and his court or an entourage of some sort. And we have Juicy, one of the live and giant mobile living Italian beefs right outside the showcase studio. He's a little bit down. He's trying to. Of course,
I may eat him.
It wouldn't be the first time he was threatening that, I'm sure.
He's throwing Italian beef at children as they pass by him. Is that safe?
And they're loving
it. Yeah, everybody loves it. Everybody loves it. All right, talk about your family lineage. How far back does this go, Jimmy?
So we established in 1981. My father and his brothers, so my uncles and my grandfather started it in Berwyn. And we just kind of took it to the suburbs and we expanded out more west.
It's impossible to hear Berwyn without thinking of Sven Gulli going, Berwyn, but we all held back. That
on
was
Roosevelt,
very brave.
Right?
Yeah, Roosevelt and Oak Park.
So what were they doing prior to this that made them think, well, we should open this up and see what happens? What sort of background did they have prior?
Basically my father, Carlo, he's the oldest of the brothers. He was working at Scala's meat factory.
Oh, yeah?
So he kind of had a little bit of inside in on the meat industry. And then also my grandfather's brother, he started Mr. Beef.
Oh, he
so
did.
He kind of had a little bit of insight from him, too. So
that always happens in Italian families where they all split off and have their own recipe.
Yeah.
And sometimes fight.
Sure, yeah.
Was there a little bit of rivalry between the Mr. Beef people and the Bona people?
Not at all. It was a smooth transition. It was kind of like a joint thing, and we learned things from my great uncle, and we just kind of took them and did our own version of it, too.
And Jimmy talks about Bona, as kind of that, that iconic franchise that we have here in 1980. But like you were saying, too, with the families, this has been going on since the 20s, right, as far as like the origination of Italian beef.
Sure, yeah. I think there was definitely some other families doing it before us. Al's is one of the big names out there. So, yeah.
And how did it evolve? Has it changed? Like a sandwich that would have been made back in the 1920s, if you put that next to one that was made today, what would the difference be, or would there be?
You know, I don't think that there's a difference for us. There's no difference at all. Yeah. We still do things the way that we did it back in the 1980s, and then that technique was taken from, you know, like I said, my great uncle.
Yeah.
Back in the day too. So we do things the same way.
Did it start kind of to stretch some meat that you had in your family? You would slice it up, let it simmer and get really tender, and a loaf of bread wasn't that expensive. Is that kind of how it started?
Yeah. Traditionally, it was served at Italian weddings for that situation. So, you know, you can bring a piece of meat and a loaf of bread, and you can feed a bunch of people for not too expensive.
Although you drip on your good clothes, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
It's worth it.
They always say in Chicago, because we're purists, you don't want to put ketchup on a hot dog. What do you not want to put on an Italian beef sandwich?
You know what? I've seen a lot of different things on Italian beef. I think it's safe to say the things that you can put on there.
Yeah.
And it's hot jardiniere, it's sweet peppers, and it's mozzarella cheese.
Yeah.
Maybe some red marinara sauce, maybe.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
To cheese or not to cheese is really the big question.
Sure.
I grew up, we never had the cheese on an Italian beef sandwich,
sure.
And yet my kids like the cheese. I kind of go both ways, but I think I like the mozzarella on
it. Yeah. Yeah, it's good. It adds a little mildness to it. So.
But if somebody comes in, Jimmy, and says, you got to put Swiss on there, what do you say? Are you okay with that?
If they brought their own Swiss.
If they brought their own Swiss.
All right. That's the key. We'll
put whatever you want on there. We'll put whatever.
All right.
You know, I was wondering, too, is, and you mentioned not a lot, you know, has maybe changed over the years. And it's one of those things that is about as simple as it can get. You get some really good bread,
mm-hmm.
and then you could have, you know, little different things that you do to it, whether it's the dipping or maybe the peppers or the not peppers or sweet or hot. And then you guys mentioned the cheese. But it is one of those things that is so simple. Right. It's almost as simple as it gets. You know, when he mentioned the origins too, and it was based around that not only was it simple, but it was economical, and it was something that just became a favorite. There are, when it's the 20s or the Depression and people are trying to stretch, not a lot of those foods that we look back into the team photo of things people had to subsist on, mm-hmm. when they had absolutely nothing. Few of those, you know, move on to become huge favorites, right? It's more like, thank goodness we can get different food now.
Right, true.
But the beef sandwich just stuck. Any thoughts on that? On why it still stayed and become so popular? And I mean, it's totally
good.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think that's the core. It's just good. It's really good. And it's like, you know, you said it's local to Chicago, so it's just something that you enjoy growing up, and that's it. Yeah.
Jimmy, people who are pizza aficionados, when they go to other cities, they try the pizza, and it's rarely if ever good.
Sure.
Have you tried Italian beef sandwiches in other cities? How do they stack
do
up?
They have
stars.
Them even?
You know, I recently I was in Colorado for a little bit, and the thing that they had out there was French dip, which I guess is their version of Italian
sort of,
beef.
Yeah.
It's a little, you know, bland, and it's not very as flavorful,
bland.
But that's the closest I've gotten to Italian beef outside of Chicago.
Did you try to help them out and go, I know how you can
no.
make this so much
you know,
better?
I didn't. I just kind of let them have it and let them have their sandwich. And
if we've learned anything from the Colonel and his, you know, very protected and secretive 11 herbs and spices, as simple as it is, there is a taste. You know, there's a reason why over these years Bona has become so beloved. And it isn't just if anyone could just like throw meat on some bread, that would we'd all be French dip experts, right?
Sure.
But you know, maybe in the next segment or even right now, I think would be good. Is there like a secret recipe, or is it pretty open?
He's not going to reveal that. What are you trying to trick him?
But you can say if there is a secret. You don't have to tell us what the secret is, but there is some secret going on.
There's
right?
oregano. There's pepper.
Yeah, there's a little
garlic.
Bit of spices. You know, the secret is really from just the way that you do it. And a lot of people like to make their gravy from a water base and add in the seasoning. Ours is completely different. Ours comes straight from the piece of meat, so that's why it's so flavorful. It's got all the good stuff in there. That's really the secret.
Well, you know, Bill and Wendy, we were both hung up in traffic because of the beef parades going on and all the roadblocks, you know, the beef marathon that they're going to be running a little bit later.
Right.
But we've also got some coming up, some ways that Bona is celebrating
and
ways that they're kind of giving back all that love that they've gotten to make them, you know, one of these great franchises, one of these great foods. Is they've got some things that are going to be going on the 27th.
We'll find out what those are next. If you're on hold, I see people want to talk beef with us. Stay where you are. Beef Talk, 312-981-7200, Spill and Wendy, WGN. Spill and Wendy on WGN, along with Dane Neal and Jimmy Buono, talking about Italian beef and nothing but good news as we celebrate the first ever National Italian Beef Day.
Hey, what do you do for that? I mean, when you find out what are the powers that be and I guess the food-related Appreciation Day dispensation office, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you finally get that letter in the mail and you run home from the mailbox saying, guess what? Like, how do you guys celebrate that? Because this is pretty cool to have a day that you can use not only to enjoy, it's a testament to the success, but also kind of share that love with all the fans of what you're doing.
Yeah, so, you know, we definitely wanted to make a day to kind of celebrate Italian beef. So we petitioned for it, and we got it set up with Foodimentary to be the official National Italian Beef Day.
And when is it? May 27th?
May 27th. Saturday. So this coming up this Saturday.
And this is the first annual, so from now on, May 27th will be known as National Italian Beef Day.
Jimmy, yep. Is it a parking meter holiday?
Huh? What do you mean by that?
So you have to feed the parking meters. He's just being a goof.
Yeah, it's like some of the biggest holidays, you know, the parking meter, sure. Memorial Day or something, free parking.
It should be on Saturday. Sure. I'll talk to the mayor.
Are you aware of any kind of a papal message or anything, you know, coming down from the Vatican?
Sure.
Or anybody, you know, or world leaders kind of
have
weighing in
with their
support?
Have you sent the Pope a beef sandwich?
We have tried to.
Really?
Yes. No, we haven't.
Oh,
no.
I don't believe anything. See,
I think he would like
even
it,
even Jimmy Bona's doing that to me.
He's writing it down, though. This is another good idea.
Your food is now available at Jewel food stores. That's a big deal.
Yeah, it is. We got into Jewel a couple months ago, so we have a couple of products there. We got our beef there, sausage.
He says it very effectively. Mm-hmm. Sausage.
You say it the Chicago way.
Yeah, I definitely have the little Chicago way.
Your Italian sausage, growing up, I didn't really like Italian sausage that much. I got to be honest with you. Yours has such a unique and wonderful taste, and I was very excited to see it in my Jewel's refrigerated case. Something special in there?
No, nothing
love.
Special. No. Yeah,
it
love.
Just tastes so different. Yeah. It really does.
Love is different when it's right.
Yeah, I guess.
Dane, say that again slower. I want to write that down.
Go ahead and write that down.
I'm going to knit
down.
A pillow that says
love
that.
Is different when it's right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Dane Neal said that, 2017.
That's stone. Anyway, what I'm thinking, though, too, is that one of the ways that people are enjoying it is you kind of create, you know, some of the great mascots throughout history. What are they? Bill, you would know that Ronald McDonald, obviously, was
easily
a great food mascot. You know, I'm sure
Milton
so much-
the Toaster.
Milton the Toaster
probably
did
one,
really
right?
well, but the kids are really loving the mascots that you have. That we've got Juicy, one of the superstars within superstars, is out front right now. Juicy the beef, and you've got what are the other ones? It's like Hot and Sweet and Cheesy, and you can see them not only here while we're doing this, but also at Northside, Southside for our baseball teams.
Yeah, so we have the Cheesy beef, we have the Hot and Sweet, and then we have Juicy. He's walking around over here today. But they're also the mascots for the White Sox, Chicago White Sox. So
nice.
We're the official.
Are they going to run a race like they do in Milwaukee?
They run the race every Saturday home game. They do a race.
Really?
Yeah.
And do they tackle each other invariably?
I don't know if they get that crazy. But.
Okay. Because occasionally you'll see the Milwaukee sausage guys.
Yeah, they go a little crazy on each other.
Maybe I just watch the highlights on SportsCenter. That's really all they show.
Under a lot of pressure, Dane. You have to realize that. We were talking about what you can and cannot put on an Italian beef sandwich, and you said there is only really one cheese that belongs on there, and that cheese is what?
It's mozzarella.
Mozzarella. Now, Al calls in with an opposing viewpoint.
Uh-oh.
Al, what have you seen on an Italian beef sandwich, sir?
Hey, love the show, first of all.
Thank you.
What I've seen a lot in the last, I don't know, 10, 15 years is a lot of people putting that liquid orange cheese.
Like a nacho cheese, you mean?
Like a whiz style cheese, like a cheese whiz.
Yeah, right.
it's not the same as what they, it doesn't belong on Italian beef.
No, it ruins all the flavor of the Italian beef.
But exactly. And it's just a clash of, a wrong clash of culture.
It's a Philly steak wannabe, and it's wrong.
Yeah. Jimmy, you wouldn't allow that at Bono Beef, right?
No,
that doesn't go on there.
So, no.
No. We'll put a stop to that toot sweet, Al.
That's why I keep going there. Thank you.
All right, take care. Thanks for holding on.
Well, you think about this day, and what are the celebrations going to be? And we encourage everybody to celebrate responsibly. You know, no
Please.
The rioting, no looting, no
Not
any
this
of
this year.
Fireworks, maybe, but you know, responsibly and in moderation as far as the libations. But you guys have got some official ways that people can get their celebration on and get out and enjoy.
Get their beef on.
Get their beef on. Get some beef. And so, talk about some of the things you guys are going to be doing on Saturday and in
sure.
the future.
Sure. So, I mean, besides that, we are doing at every location. So, all 18 of our locations, we got Italian beefs for $4. Mm-hmm. Italian sausage sandwiches for $3, and then beef and sausage combos for $5. That's going to be all across all locations. But we're doing a special celebration at our location in Harwood Heights. That's 7743 West Lawrence Avenue. But basically, we're doing a promotion where if you get in line before 11, you get a free beef sandwich.
Oh, that's worth it, man.
Yeah, so we'll have a nice...
Get in line now.
People are lining up immediately.
Get in line now if you want.
Wow, good deal.
We got a bunch of other stuff going on there, too, though. A bunch of entertainment. We'll have our three mascots hanging out there. You can take pictures with them.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing a giveaway for free beef for a year.
Captain Beefheart playing?
Yes.
For the live entertainment.
Yeah.
What does free beef for a year mean? Does that mean like you get one a week? Or?
Yeah, one sandwich for every week for a whole year.
Nice.
So if you take a picture at one of the restaurants, do hashtag National Italian Beef Day, and then you could win to free beef for a year.
But it's great to have Jimmy in there, all the legacy and all the great stuff that Bona has done to become kind of the physical embodiment of superstar beef
right
here in Chicago and nationally now. And a little bit later, and on Saturday, we mentioned a little bit about the show, we're going to talk about the journey, the road trip of beef from this kind of humble dish all the way to superstardom, where mm-hmm. it is. And we're going to record that a little bit after this. And we're going to go all the way back to the origins, all the way back to the 20s to today. So it's going to be exciting.
Perfect. Dane, great to see you. Jimmy, great to meet you.
Yes.
Happy National Italian Beef Day on Saturday.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We'll take a quick break. News is next, and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.